Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Anna Conrad is here. She's a new friend. She's the founder of Impact Leadership Solutions, which is a leadership development and consulting firm. She's coached lots and lots of folks on how to become better leaders. She's the author of a book called Revolution, One Man's Leadership Journey. She's our new friend, Anna Conrad. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Tell folks where they can get it.
No, well, you can get it on Amazon.com, and you can also, if you're interested, just go to my website, which is www.impactleadershipsolutions.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. So, Anna, I was telling the audience, of course, my audience knows that we spend a lot of time on the show talking about leadership. My main goal here on the show is to help small business owners develop into better CEOs. And one of the challenges we have is small business owners spend so much time, because of the nature of our business, we spend so much time managing that it's hard for us to find the time, the energy, and the inclination to elevate ourselves to the executive level. So that we're not managing, but we're seeing over the horizon a little bit farther, and of course that's where the leadership comes in, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you know, with the small business leaders that I work with, it's not just having a hard time getting out of what we call that manager role, but even more so getting out of what we call the practitioner role. So
explain
really
the difference.
A practitioner is the person that actually does the work.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of small business owners, I mean, if you think about it, your listeners, they are probably not only the person who's in charge of that does the marketing and actually doing the work themselves with the clients or whomever, but they're also, you know, the marketing person, they're the finance person, they're everything.
They're not only managing, they're pulling the shift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so then, so you have the practitioner that is the worker bee that does the work, and you have the manager that manages the work, right, to make certain things get done. Now, where a lot of small business owners, and for your listeners, this is what you have in common with a lot of the Fortune 50 CEOs and executives in large companies have, the problem that they have as well is, how do I become that leader? How do I look into the future more than just 2 months ahead of time? Really, how do I, and that's what your clients need. For your small business owners, your customers need you to be looking to the future, or else your company's going to die, and you won't be able to meet their needs.
That's the whole thing about being the CEO, because, see, most small business owners, I think, until they hear me talking about it, it's been my experience over the years, don't really spend a lot of time contemplating being the CEO. You know, they're the ones making payroll. They're the ones, as you say, when the toilet backs up, they got to go fix that, you know, probably.
And, I love it.
And it's all that stuff, right? And so it's kind of hard to think about being a CEO in those roles, but this is all part of what leaders do. Leaders make sure that the resources are being applied the right way, and an owner is a resource for the company, isn't he or she?
Absolutely.
So talk to us some more about how you see leadership breaking down. How do you see it being applied?
Well, and with your small business leaders, they're in such a wonderful position, because most of us, and you know what, I'm a small business owner myself, we have our heart and soul into this company. Right? This was our concept. We thought about it. We gave birth to it.
It's our baby.
It is our baby. We have nurtured it along the way. The last thing we want to do is trust our baby to other people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I've seen some of my small business clients do is when they are starting to let go, starting to look towards others to help them understand where they need, what they need to do with the business.
Right.
You mentioned earlier, Jim, you said servant leader, which is a wonderful concept. And it's something that everybody needs to embrace. I don't care what your level is. CEOs, you exist not so much to make money for the company, that's important, but you need to look at anybody who works for you as your job is to serve them and support them. Because your frontline employees, the people that are actually doing the work, they're the ones that are going to determine whether or not your business fails. So you need to make certain you've done everything you can to lead them and to support them and have them grow.
So is so you're saying, and I agree, I think I agree with you about this, if I understand what you're saying, that one of the main assignments of any leader, any alpha leader, like the business owner, is to grow other leaders, to create, to raise, to produce other leaders under them, so to speak.
That is exactly right. Now, be careful with the term alpha, because right. You mentioned earlier too about.
Well, I only say alpha because you know you're the one that's going to be turn the lights off at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Absolutely, and we have to. And if your job is to truly serve and to grow and to develop other people, so that one day you know what your legacy. What do you want? What do you want to have people have to say about your company and about you? It's not only going to be what you've done, but what has your company and the people who work for it have done. Now, I know we're talking kind of broad concepts, and we might be sounding a little bit woo-woo-y here. And trust me, that is not my normal mode of operation. But you got to understand these key concepts. If you look at your job as the CEO to not just make those dollar signs, but your job is to make certain that your customers are being taken care of. Your employees are being taken care of. You will look at things differently.
Mm-hmm.
I always have, the majority of my days are spent doing one-on-one executive coaching. One of the first things I have my clients really start to, how to change their thinking is to think about their employees and their peers as customers. They're just as important as the people that are paying the bills and writing a check.
Well, absolutely. And of course, internal customers, external customers, that's a really important point to make. And as far as the back to the leadership growth and as we go to a break, you know, you've got to be able to delegate if you're going to be able to grow your business and have more time as a CEO so you can grow your business. But if you can't delegate to people who you haven't turned into leaders, you need to delegate to leaders. And we're going to get Anna to talk to us some more. I'm going to get her to get into some more specifics about leadership after these messages. The book is called Revolution, One Man's Leadership Journey by Anna Conrad. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.